USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The NCAA Board of Governors changed its policy regarding transgender athletes that started yesterday. The new approach to following transgender athletes will follow a sport-by-sport model similarly adopted by the U.S. and International Olympic Committees. The NCAA said if there was no international federation policy, then the previously established IOC policy criteria would be followed. Career criminal Sean Smith, identified by police as the killer of Croft House employee and UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer, was arrested Wednesday in Pasadena, California. A bartender in Old Pasadena recognized the suspect when he asked to use the restroom. B-topia on CBS Los Angeles.
It was our bartender who had just seen the flyer pop up on her Instagram, and then when they popped up on the Instagram, that's when the person, they basically identified him like inside of our restaurant, and that's when we knew who it was.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Campaign promises come and campaign promises go, and some unfulfilled campaign promises live on in infamy.
Thursday marks 1 year in office since President Joe Biden took the presidential oath of office. COVID was a central part of the president's campaign, but White House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says President Biden's response to the coronavirus has been a failure.
How many times during the campaign did candidate Joe Biden say, I'm going to shut down the virus? He actually bragged that he had a plan on day one to combat the virus. And then what happened just a few weeks ago before governors across the country?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky told U.S. senators visiting Kyiv this week that waiting to impose sanctions on Russia until after an invasion is of no use to the Ukraine. The Senate is currently working on a major sanctions package to deter Russia from attacking Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, was on Newsmax Wednesday saying the American people are demanding a no to the Democrats' proposed election reform.
I think we're going to be able to end this push that they have to federalize elections. You know, they are so disappointed. They thought they were going to be able to push this through. They thought the president was going to be able to put the pressure on today. But the American people have said, no, we like our local election commission. We like our friends and neighbors running elections. We like voter ID. We don't think the federal government should be subsidizing campaigns. We like that you have to match your signature. We do not want to have mail-out balloting institutionalized, and we don't want to have ballot harvesting. So the American people have said no to the federalization of campaigns. They tried to disguise this, saying it was voter rights. But you know what? The voter rights legislation is on the books, and it stands. And this is all about federalizing election and taking the power, the constitutional duty away from the state legislatures and putting that power with the federal government. And the American people are just saying no.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.